Sifte Zion discusses the case where you have something which is right now Dav Yavish, and then through the heat of the fire it's turned into a Dav Lach. So when I'm putting it down, or putting it down next to the fire, obviously in a hetzedik way, so I'm putting down a Dav Yavish, and a Dav Yavish which was once cooked is named B'shalach HaBishol. But then it's turning into a Dav Lach, where that lach is now going to be heated up, and a bishul is taking place on the lach, because lach shouldn't stand in. This is a bishul. So how do we view this? So the mechaber speaks about this case with the shuman and the infanda. You have infanda is like two pieces of dough and this cubes of fat in it, and then when they heat it up, the fat dissolves and melts into the dough, and then seeps out of the dough. So there are two issues that the Mechaber is speaking about. One issue is Bishul, which we just spoke about. And then the second issue of Noilat, that you're taking something solid and making it into a liquid. So, Mitam Bishul, there's two ways to learn the Mechaber. And it's Machalik, it's Magen Avraham, and Levush. The Magen Avraham learns that when I go ahead and I put down this Dav Yavish, I put down this Shuman, which was once cooked. The Shuman was once cooked. So the Dav Yavish was once cooked. And now it's turning into a Lach, becoming a Lach, which is getting cooked. Like Ramal's no issue of Bishul. There still will be an issue of Noilad, which Noilad, for Noilad, it's Machlekes, if it's Noilad or not. And Ramal passes the Litzerach, he could be Mekel. So, according to Magen Avraham, there's no Bishul Shaila. According to Levush, there's a Bishul problem over here. This Lach that's getting heated up is Bishul. How do we understand the Machlekes? How do we understand this Machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Levush? So, there are a few Mahalchim. One Mahalach is, and it's an interesting Mahalach, is that there are certain Malachas where you chayv on the malacha for what you did, for the asiya, for doing the malacha. Maka bepatish. If I would finish off the making of the kli by doing its final steps, I'm over maka bepatish. But if let's say I did something which got finished off by itself, I took the kli adama, a clay kli, I put it into the furnace, and now it got hardened. Came a good kli. So the makom bepatish, the final steps happened on its own. I'm not chai because of makom bepatish. I may be chai because of bishul, but not makom bepatish. Because for makom bepatish, you need my asiya. I need to do it. Bishul and afiya is a malacha where I'm not cooking it, I'm not baking it. All I am doing is putting food in a place where it's going to happen on its own. I'm putting it by the fire, and now the heat of the fire is going to cause it to cook or bake. So, the Torah is being mechayev me, for what? For doing something which is causing it to cook or bake. How far do we take this? The Magen Avraham says, one second. What are you doing? What are you doing right now? You're putting down something which is a Dav Yavish, and there's no Bishul to it. That which is going to melt, and then there will be a Bishul, that's already far from what you have done, and therefore we're not mechayev you for that. Levush says no. Meleches bishul is that you put it in a place that a bishul will come out of this, which you did. So what? That's two steps away. You chayev for it. That's one way of understanding machlokes, which is an interesting way of understanding it. My question is as follows. Someone comes to me Shabbos, Friday night, and they say they want to warm up their chicken tomorrow morning. And there's gravy, there's sauce, there's liquid in the pot with the chicken or with the meat. So I have a simple answer. Why don't we take this pot of chicken or meat, put it in the fridge, and what happens? It congeals, turns into a jelly. It congeals usually, and when it's congealed, it's like a Dav Yavish, it's solid, it doesn't pour. So I congealed the gravy and the fat and whatever's there Now it's congealed. So tomorrow morning, when I warm it up, I'll, according to the proper way of warming something up on top of a pot or whatever it may be, I can put it there, even though it's going to melt into a liquid. So who do we pass like the Magen Avraham or the Levush? Halacha l'maaseh, we pass like the Magen Avraham. So mitam bishul, it should be fine. I'm putting a dovi yavish there, even though it's turning into a lach, and the lach is going to get cooked, get heated up, should be fine. Mitam noilad, what's the din? Mitam noilad is l'tzayrech. So the tzayrech means that do I need this or not? Is there enough food without this meat and chicken? Or more than that, can I just take the chicken and shake off the gravy and the congealed stuff and just warm up the chicken by itself? If that's fine, then there's no reason to do noilad over here. But let's say I don't have enough food, and the only way to eat is with that gravy. Or I have enough food, but there's someone there that only will eat this chicken. If I'm to eat the chicken, it has to be heated up with that gravy. So then it'll be mutter mitam noilad also. But let me tell you something like this. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman both speak about a case where you have a hot potato and I have butter. I want to smear butter on a hot potato. So am I allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? Now, butter is made from milk. Milk is usually pasteurized, which means it went through a cooking process. So the milk was cooked. Then I went ahead and I made from the milk, I made butter. So this is right now it's a davi yavish, right? I've taken this butter and putting it on my potato and it's melting into a liquid. And the liquid's getting very hot. A hot potato is a hot potato, right? It's very hot. It could heat up that liquid to a yatzalet. It's steaming. So the question is, L'char Shvi Mutter, right? Based on what we said. So why would Rav Shlomo Zalman say not? And Rav Moshe says, yeah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says as far as follows. He says that the case of the Mechaber is talking about Shumen. Shumen is fat. When you buy a piece of meat, there's fat in the meat. The Shumen comes as a Dovi Yavish. When I heat up the Dovi Yavish, it turns into a liquid. Then when it cools off, it goes back to being a Dovi Yavish. So he says, Alamdus. He says, the Dovi Yavish that was cooked originally as Shumen is now Dovi Yavish again. It's still Dovi Yavish. So I can say this thing still retains its Shem Bishul. As opposed to butter, which started off as milk, was cooked as milk. Even when it was cooked, it remained milk. Later on, I made butter out of it. So butter, it's a whole new thing here. This new thing was never went through a bishul process. It came from something that was cooked, but it itself never had a bishul. So therefore, he made a difference. So it could be by this gravy also. You have to know, the gravy itself, which is liquidy, and starts off as liquid, and then just got congealed, according to Rishon Zalman, could be inalata. But Rav Moshe argues, Rav Moshe says, there's no difference. Therefore, according to Rav Moshe, again, halacha maisa, if one would need to, if there's a real litzairach, one would be able to take that congealed stuff with the chicken or meat and heat it up on Shabbos, even though it's turning into a liquid. If it's not litzairach, so just take the chicken, meat, shake off that liquid. There's still a little on the meat itself that's going to dissolve. That's not a problem. We discussed it from Bishul, we said, and we discussed it from Neilat also. It's not a problem. Okay, that's if tezayin.
The
tzarech
was
to not tzarech and Rosh Hashanah. No, tzarech was Atzneila. Everyone agrees to it. Now, Sif Yud Ches talks about the sugya of Hagasa. Hagasa means stirring. The halacha is that you're not allowed to, if you have a pot of chalent or pot on cooking on the stove with a lot of small little particles in it, liquid, not liquid, everything's cooking there, a nice chalent, you're not allowed to stir the chalent. And the reason why you're not allowed to stir it, for sure on the fire you're not allowed to stir it, is for one of two reasons. Either it's called mekarev bishul, it brings the bishul closer, meaning it happens sooner, or because it's mitzarchei abishul. One of the steps in a cooking process, one of the instructions on the cooking thing is stir the food in the pot. Right? Your mother says, I'm running out, stir the food on the pot so it doesn't burn. Stirring the food, that's a step in the cooking process. Doing any step in the cooking process will be mechayiv. Those are the different reasons why hagas is asa. Now, there are a lot of nafkaminas. Let's say the food is already fully cooked. Let's say the food is off the fire. Do we still have issa hagas or not? And let's go a step further. Kirav bishul. Kirav bishul means I'm doing something which is going to cause this to cook sooner. This is very negeya. You go to the pot, I've chalent on the fire, I take the cover off, and I look inside, and I see the chalent is not yet fully cooked. If I cover the pot, it's now going to cook quicker. Now, there's a chiddush over here. Even though the chalent's going to get cooked, whether I cover the pot or not, it's going to get cooked. But by covering the pot, you're trapping the heat in, it's going to cook that much quicker. So I'm doing kirav bishul. I have food in the oven Friday night, and I want to take food out, and I'm leaving some food in there, and I want to close the door of the oven. One second. Is the food that's still in there fully cooked or not? If it's not fully cooked, you close the door of the oven, you're causing it to cook quicker. Let's say you have an urn, a hot water urn, and it hasn't yet reached its boil. I take out a cup of hot water. It's nice and hot, but it hasn't yet boiled. I take out a cup of water from this. I'm causing that it's going to come to boiling quicker because there's less water in there that needs to get boiled. So this could come up in many scenarios. Is kirav bishul asa or not? Is it issa for me to be kirav bishul or not? So the Ritva Masechta Shavuos is mesupik. Everyone asks, why are you mesupik if hagas is asa? So then kirav bishul should be asa. But so that's a question, which the answer probably is that hagas is for a different din according to the Ritva. Because, so like we said before, it's part of the bishul process. But halacha l'maisa, kirav bishul is asa. To do anything that will cause the food to cook quicker and sooner is asa on Shabbos. Some learn that it's issa d'oraisa, some learn that it's issa d'rabbanan. But kirav bishul is asa. Therefore, anytime you have food which was not fully cooked, you have to be careful, you have to make a cheshbon. If by me taking out food from this pot, now it's going to be able to cook quicker, because there's less food in there, and therefore the heat will be able to spread. Or by me covering the pot of food which is not fully cooked yet, it's going to cause it to cook quicker. Then, that's the issue. As a matter of fact, since some learn that kirav bishul is asa d'oraisa, so then, it's even if you're mesupik, I open the chalent and I'm not sure if this is fully cooked or not, you can't cover it. It's a suffix. You won't be able to cover it. Let's say the pot is on the blech and it's a little further away from the fire. I want to move it closer to the fire because I want it to get very hot. You have to know, is the food fully cooked? By moving it closer, you're helping it cook quicker if it's not fully cooked. So these are different issues that come up with kirav bishul. Like we said, if your water hasn't yet boiled, even though it's still hot and it's going to come to a boil on its own, but you have to be careful you have to be careful that taking out that cup of water might cause it to cook quicker.
Mistam
v'yafalah
is shash de'oraisa?
No.
So if you have any suffix there, so
you'd be able to... Mistam v'yafalah, yeah. But if you have suffix, if it's not mevushal called tzarka, yeah, that's where you can run into issue. Now, so that's kirav bishul. Going back to hagasa, So how do we paskin my agasa? Am I allowed to stir the pot? And so most shittas learn hagasa, stirring the food in the pot, is this adraisa. There's a chiddush from the Sefer Kolboy, which you saw the Mishabur bring down, the Ramah, Mishabur bring down, that even if it's fully cooked, the Ramah goes a step further, and the Ramah brings out the Ma'arivayel, that even if the pot is fully cooked off the fire, you're not allowed to stir the food in the pot. That's what the Ramah says.
If it's fully cooked, then maybe you said then there's no...
Kolboy says, if it's on the fire, fully cooked, asa to stir it. Ma'arivayel says, even if it's off the fire, it's asa to stir it. And there are more quotes to Ma'arivayel. So, how do we deal with this? Another nekuda which we have to clarify is also issa drabanan to take food out of the pot, because as you're taking food out of the pot, you're causing it to get stirred, right? When you stick it in and you dig down, and maybe if you just scoop off from the top, it won't be an issue. But you dig in, you're stirring it. So is this the button to stick a spoon in or to take food out? How we know with that? Halacha lemaisa, on the fire, off the fire, that's what we have to discuss. So halacha lemaisa, we come out like this. And this is where the Mishaburu comes out in most achrein. That while it's on the fire, so if it's not fully cooked, it's for sure asa to do agasa, because that's kirvishal. That's going to help it cook quicker. So if it's not fully cooked, there's nothing to talk about. Can't do agasa, you can't take food out of it while it's on the fire and not fully cooked. If it's on the fire, fully cooked, then we're knowing not to do agasa, not to stir, and we're also knowing not to take food out of it, not to scoop food out of it. If it's a big pot and very heavy and hard and it's difficult to take it off and put it back on, so over there are those that are matter scooping food out, or maybe just taking it off from the top without stirring it. That's when it's fully cooked and on the fire. Off the fire with noig, not to stir it in the kli rishon. Again, lechatchila, that's what's brought down. Lechatchila, amachmet tov al habracha, that not to stir it off the fire, but you let a scoop out of it off the fire. If it's fully cooked, not on the fire, haroitza lahachme, right? That was lashon shbur. One who wants to be machme, should be machme not to do agasa, but to take out with a spoon, you could take out. So that is the accepted mahalach on a lechatchila dika level. That on the fire, we don't stir, we don't scoop out, even if it's fully cooked. Off the fire, fully cooked, off the fire, then we won't stir in the kli rishon, but we'll scoop out. That's what we come out with by Hagasa. It comes up also sometimes if you need to add hot water to the chalent. So if the chalent is on the fire, by pouring water in, sometimes the pouring itself causes it to mix. So you have to pour it in lightly, in a way that it doesn't cause it to mix, and the water will mix in by itself. Not to come to this hagasa. But that's what comes out from this. I think we've covered the simon. Sif Yadal talks about that. Let's say I want to warm something up. I want to warm something up. So there's a gzer darbanan that to put it in a place where this could come to Bishol, could come to Michael Mendersai, if it's a food, or could come to Yatza Lesba if it's a drink or something that doesn't need to really be cooked. Let's say fruit. That's even Yatza Lesba could be awesome. So if I put it in a place where it can come to Bishol, even though your das is that you're only warming it, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put it this way. Many Rishonim this way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You're not allowed to put food that's not cooked or was cooked and cooled off, and there's a Bishol shadow to it, like liquid, in a place where it could get cooked over there, even though your das is, then you're going to pull it off beforehand. However, there are a few exceptions to this, if you're dalid. One exception, the Chayodim says, is if it's liquid that was once cooked and cooled down, and it's a tzairich gadol, a real important need, so then we'll allow you to put it there again, but you better be careful to pull it off before it gets hot. A second cool
liquid
that cooled off, davi yavish, you'll have to warm up, so it's not a problem. A second cooler we find in the Tzemach Tzedek, which is quoted in the Ksesa Shulchan and other Achreinim, that Tilal David speaks about it, that if it's a person who's weak or not well and he needs a warm drink, so there's different levels of warming thing. There's something called Lahafik Tzinasim, where you're just taking the coldness away from it. Then there's making it warm, and then there's hot. So when the Chazal, he wants to say svar, that when the Chazal, perhaps this is Pshat in the Rambam also, according to Rav Ozel, but when the Chazal say that we're worried that you shouldn't put it there because it might come to Bishul, you might forget it will come to Bishul. That's when your das is that you want it to get warm, just you're going to pull it off right before Bishul. But if all you're doing is just to get the chill out of it, lahafik tzinasim, but you don't want it to be warm, just wanted to get the, just that it shouldn't be so cold. So then in the Makim Tzerech, he says you can be Mekel. A third cooler we find in the Tshuva Zimri Yosha from Meir Arak, he talks about a child, a baby, who you need to feed him a bottle that's warmed up. So he says everyone's careful with a bottle for a baby, that shouldn't get too hot, you'll burn the baby. So over there, if you need to be Mekel, we can be Mekel because we're less worried about maybe you'll leave it there in a place. Where Rav Moshe talks about in Tshuva, he's discussing the whole Machlokes Rishonim over here, and he has a whole new Malach in the Rosh, but he talks about a case where Metzias, he doesn't talk about this case that I'm about to say. I take that back. How about in this case? And then we'll end with this. Let's say the heating source is, let's say, a candle, a tea light. That's the heating source over here, which the tea light's going out in a half an hour. So I know that this liquid that I'm putting over here to get warmed up will never reach Yatzlezba because this candle is not burning long enough. So Metzias, it will never get to Bishul. So do we say Chazal said, that's it, Atkan? We asked it across the board, don't put anything in a place where there's fire, or they were Mechalik. It depends. If it's a fire that could bring to Bishul, then we worship it. So Moshe has a beautiful Chiddush, which gets us back to something we mentioned in the beginning of Shir. That when I put something down, I'm already, that is Bishul. What's Bishul? Bishul is putting something down. So a Chazal said, don't put it down in a place where it could get cooked, or don't put it down by a fire. They were just speaking about, you're putting down. Even though you're doing it in a Metzias where it will never get cooked, but perhaps it could be it's the Lasser. So it's not clear if that would be Matarasa, but
only us are putting it in Matzah where it cooked, though.
They made Xer because of that. But the Xer was set up, don't put it down in by a fire where it could get cooked. But where the Mechalik, if it's actually going to get cooked, if I forgot it or not, maybe not, because they were really just telling on you. Your mice are putting it by a fire that they said don't do. It's not clear, but it could be right. At the end of the day, it will be Mutter, but it's not so clear. Okay, so bottom line is that the Maisa, that's the din of Sif Yidala. I think we covered Shin Yiches except for Sif, Vav, and Zayin, which is connected to Reish and Gimel. We have a month left in Zman, so we'll try to cover as much as possible of Reish and Gimel, okay? So that we should start Reish and Gimel. Have a wonderful Shabbos.